Parshas Vayelech, perhaps in a small break from tradition, rather than discussing the parsha of the week Vayelech, I'd like to perhaps spend a few moments talking about, I think it's fair to say, the least discussed fast of the year, which is Tzeis Gedaliah. The least discussed, because everyone's busy with Rosh Hashanah, and then when Rosh Hashanah is over, you're on Shabbat Shuvah, and Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and Simchat Torah, and somehow Tzeis Gedaliah got lost along the way. But clearly, if Tzeis Gedaliah finds itself in the middle of it all, it must be of significance, and it must be very relevant to our Avodah during Yasot Yemei Teshuvah, post Rosh Hashanah, ahead of Yom Kippur, and I think therefore it's worthwhile spending a few moments to look at the history of Tzeis Gedaliah and try and work out what it is that we learn from Tzeis Gedaliah that will help us ahead of the Yom Noraim. The story of Tzeis Gedaliah, the tragic story of Tzeis Gedaliah, Klal Yisrael, as we know, post the Churban, there were very, very small amounts of Yidden left in Eretz Yisrael. And they were being looked after and governed by Gedaliah. Gedaliah had been appointed, Gedaliah ben Achikam, the Godel Hador, was responsible for their welfare. Gedaliah ben Achikam was warned by Yochanan ben Kareach. He warned him that there is somebody called Yishmael ben Netanya. Now Yishmael was a Jew. There's a discussion exactly of what descent, but he was certainly Jewish, and Yochanan warns Gedaliah that Yishmael is coming to meet you, and I'm very, very concerned. And he had good grounds for concern, but he's not coming with any positive motives at all. And he said to Gedaliah, if you want, El Chono, I will go, says the Novi in Yirmiyah at the end of Perek Mem, Va'ake es Yishmael, I can kill him, we can take care of him. The Ishlo Yego, and nobody will know. In other words, I'm concerned that he's coming to kill you. So as a preemptive strike, I can kill him. The last pasuk in Perek Mem. Vayoyme Gedaliah ben Achikom el Yochanan ben Karech. Gedaliah says to Yochanan, Al ta'aseh adover azeh. Don't do this. Sheker atodeve el Yishmael. You're telling me falsehood concerning Yishmael. I'm not prepared to accept this. I'm not prepared to even consider it. Don't kill him. Total sheker. Next parak, Vayhi b'chodesh hashvi, and it was in the seventh month, which of course is Tishri. It doesn't say clearly in the Psukim, but we know Chazal HaKadoshim tell us it happened on Rosh Hashanah, the day after Rosh Hashanah. Bo Yishmael ben Netanya. Yishmael indeed arrived, he comes to speak to Gedaliah, he had 10 people with him, Vayaku es Gedaliahu ben Achikom, Vayomes Oisai, and indeed they killed Gedaliah. As Yochanan had warned him. That's not actually the end of the story. The Novi continues that Yishmael then went on a rampage, and he killed hundreds of other people in Klal Yisrael. Total churban in Klal Yisrael. This was the last remaining spark of hope. The Klal Yisrael hadn't quite been wiped out, and although there was a churban, but there was still a small remnant of Klal Yisrael, and they were being taken care of by the Godel Hador, Gedaliah ben Achikam, and that was now gone. And the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, this is the reason why Chazal instituted a fast. In fact, the Gemara says that when the Godel dies, Misas Tzadikim is tantamount to Churban Beis HaMikdash. As an aside, there is of course the obvious question that needs to be asked, and the Marsha and the Pnei Yeshua and others deal with this. As the Marsha puts it, every day of the year there probably was some Tzadik who died. We don't find the Tanis to commemorate Moshe Rabbeinu's death, or Avraham Avinu's death, or David HaMelech, or the thousands of other Gedolei Olam. The Pnei Yeshua explains that this was more tragic in its nature. He said, for a start, these other Gedolim were not killed. And even those who were, Gedaliah were killed by a fellow Jew. And although there have been instances of tzaddikim being killed by fellow Jews, that this was more tragic in its nature, as we mentioned, because this, as it were, put the final light out following the Churban. That it was total desolation in Klal Yisrael. The final spark, their last little ray of hope, was dashed and extinguished by this Yishmael when he killed Gedaliah. For that reason, the Tzoim of Tzoim Gedaliah was instituted as a commemoration for the tragic death of Gedaliah ben Achikam. That, in a nutshell, is the history of the fast. So our question tonight is, fine, indeed, it is tragic. It cannot be coincidental, however, that it finds itself tucked in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now you might say, well, this is when he died. I mean, they're not going to commemorate it in a different month. This is when he died. But we don't believe anything is a coincidence. There must be something that we can learn from Tzoim Gedaliah as we make our final preparations towards Yom Kippur, which is now just around the corner. So to this, we turn to the Mesillas Yesharim. The Mesillas Yesharim is Perek Chof. Now, the title of the Perek is really the subject of our entire Shir tonight. The title of the Perek is called Mishkal HaChassidus. Let's explain a bit of background. That title is absolutely critical. The Sefer of Mesillas Yesharim, as he himself writes, right in the beginning of the Sefer, is in order to help us to become Chassidim. Chassidei Elyon, Chassidus. And the Mesillas Yesharim, as we know, guides us stage by stage. Each chapter cannot be read in isolation, it's a progression, as we know. So before we discuss what Mishkal HaChassidus is, let's first discuss what is Chassidus. What does that mean? So the Mesillas Yesharim, in Perek Yud Ches, two prokim prior to this, defines a very straightforward, simple definition of what Chassidus is. And he says as follows. Imagine a slave would be asked by his master, bring me a glass of water. So what would the slave do? Faithful, loyal servants would bring the glass of water. Why would he? Because he doesn't want to get into trouble. If he doesn't bring the glass of water, he'll be in trouble. I brought you the glass of water, leave me alone. You asked me to do something, I did it. Nobody can have complaints. But if the son is asked by the father to bring the glass of water, then what does the son do? He brings him a glass of water and a piece of cake. One second. My father never asked for a piece of cake. It's true, he never asked. That wasn't his instruction. But perhaps that was his rotzen. If my father is thirsty, then perhaps also he's hungry. Why? He only asked you for a drink, and he wouldn't have had any complaints had you only brought him the drink, because after all, that's all he asked you for. You're right. My relationship with my father is not one of, I'm trying to steer out of trouble and avoid punishment. Rather, I'm trying to be mekayim, not just the instruction, but also the rotzein of my father. And if my father might want a piece of cake, whether he asks me for it or not, I'm going to go that extra mile to be mekayim his rotzein. Bilam HaRasha said, I can't go and curse Klal Yisrael. Why not? The pasuk says, Loi uchal la'avoir, I cannot possibly transgress es pi Hashem. What does it mean, es pi Hashem? Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, a phenomenal thing. Let's stop and think. Did Bilam really think for 1 second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to go and curse his nation? So why did he? The answer is, because I know God doesn't want me to, but he never told me so. In fact, he told me I can go and curse them. So what does Bilam say? I can't transgress es pi Hashem. The words that emanated, as it were, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, I can't transgress. But what about the rot saying of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Couldn't care. I'm only interested in the pi Hashem. I need to avoid punishment. That is an altogether different relationship. This is where Chassidus now comes into play. Keeping the strict letter of the law, those are earlier prakim and Mesilas Yeshayim. Zahirus and Zizus and Prisha, etc., etc. Chassidus is, now that you're doing that, do you want to develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu where you want to go the extra yard, go the extra mile, as he called it, in the words of Chazal, to give nachas ruach, to give nachas ruach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. No eved is interested in giving nachas ruach to his master, but a son to a father is. So I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not just here to keep the strict letter of the law, but I'm going to stretch myself to go above and beyond the letter of the law, not to fulfill the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather the rotzei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Chassidus. That is the way the Nesilut Hashem defines Chassidus. He then takes your hand in the next perek, and at great length goes through all the various components of Chassidus. And now we arrive at Perek Chof. The title of Perek Chof, as we mentioned, is called Mishkal HaChassidus. What does that mean? Mishkal. To weigh up Chassidus. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, here comes an inyan which is ikari ma'oid ma'oid, absolutely crucial. And you should know, he said, this is a very difficult avoida, ki dakusei rav, which means it's extremely delicate. Do you know why it's delicate? Because the Yetzer Hara has a great time over here. What is he referring to? He says there are many things that might look like they're very positive and worthwhile getting involved in as a great mitzvah, as a great chassidus, but think about the consequences. Where is this going to take you? Or the opposite. Something might look on the surface something very negative and not worthwhile getting involved in, but it might take you to a good place. The Yetzer Hara doesn't let us think. He just tells us, whatever it looks like on the surface, that's what you should do. Says in the Mesilas Yesharim, you want to be a chassid of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? You want to go the extra yard above and beyond? He says, Ein lodun divrei chassidus al mareihen harishayim. Don't judge chassidus the way it initially appears, but rather you have to consider and examine extremely carefully all the consequences. That's what's called Mishkal HaChassidus. I want to accept upon myself the following act of Chassidus. I'm not Mukhuyev. It's not the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it might be the rot thing. One second. Consider it very, very carefully. Am I doing the right thing? Is this going to take me to a good place, or perhaps not? As in the Mesilas Yesharim, I'll give you an example. Guess what his example is? Hine Maisa Gedalia Ben Achikom Golui La'inim. He says the Maisa of Gedalia is right here, opened in front of our eyes. Mipnei Roiv Chassidusei. Let's not make any mistake. Gedalia, because of his tremendous Chassidus, was not prepared to accept this information that Yochanan was reporting about Yishmael. No, I don't want to hear it. Sheker atadaver. It's all false. I don't want to consider it. You have to be done the kafzuchus, and I don't want to be chas v'shalom over loshon hara. And what happened? Uma goram. And look what that chassidus caused. It caused him to die. It caused Klal Yisrael to be scattered around the Kovo Gachaltom Hanishar. And the last remaining ember was extinguished. All because of his chassidus. So much so, says the Mesilas Yesharim, an astonishing thing. The Gemara points this out. The Gemara says, if you look in the Pasuk later on in Yirmiyahu, it says Yishmael, after he went on his mass rampage, went to dig a huge pit to bury all the corpses. Do you know how the Pasuk describes it? He went to bury the corpses Asher Hika, who died Biyad Gedaliyahu, in the hands of Gedaliah.
They died in the hands of Gedaliah? They died in the hands of Yishmael. Says the Gemara, no, Gedaliah is considered responsible.
Gedaliah is considered responsible. It was his over chassidus. It was his misplaced chassidus where he said, I have to be done with kas v'chus, I don't want to makabel lashon hara chas v'shalom. And what did this cause? Says the Mysterious Yishon, what was lacking over here was the mishkal hachassidus. The mishkal. It wasn't weighed up carefully. On the surface, it's like a wonderful thing. Who wants to be makabel lashon hara? You have to be done with kas v'chus. One second. Did you consider the consequence of this? This was a tragedy of epic proportions. This was absolute churban. Unlike any other death of a tzaddik, there is a fast annually to commemorate this tragedy. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, the source of it all was misplaced chassidus. There was no mishkal chassidus. The Mesillas Yesharim himself says that when we go the extra mile, I want to do this. I want to not just bring the cup of water, I'm going to bring the cake as well. It works in two directions. Precious and chassidus, says the Mesillas Yesharim, are two halves of one coin. What is precious? I'm going to abstain. I'm going to take a step back. That is the same theme. That's the same yesod. What do you mean take a step back? You're allowed to do this. You're allowed to eat this. You're allowed to go here. You're allowed to talk about... No. I'm going to take a step back over and above what I'm allowed to do in order to steer clear of another area. So precious, as it were, is the negative. Chassidus is the positive. I'm going to either bring the cup of water with the cake, in that direction go above and beyond, or there's an Aveira over here. The very first Mishnah in Shas. How does Shishei Sidrei Mishnah begin? You're allowed to read Kriya Shema until when? Till the morning. Say Chazal, no. Only till Chassidus. Why? Kedei laharachik as ha'odom min ha'aveira. Take a step back, be careful not to be over an aveira. That's a certain type of precious. You're allowed to spend all night not saying Kriya Shema. You can wait until the morning. No. Precious. And Chassidus. Two halves of one coin. The very first Mishnah in Ovis says, Asu Siog Latera. What is a Siog? A fence. Make a fence. That's called, in other words, a Chumrah. Make a fence. Is that a positive thing or a negative thing? It's a wonderful thing, says Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, if you're makabeling yourself a Chumrah, it's a dover Godoil Mushubach. It's a wonderful thing. That way you'll steer clear of Averis. Of course it's a wonderful thing to makabel chumras. And as we said, that really reflects a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not just trying to steer clear of punishment. I want to go over and above. How does that Mishnah begin? That very first Mishnah in Ovis says, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola said, Havei Masunim Badin, be deliberate in judgment. They also said, Asu Siog Latera. And I always feel when I read that Mishnah, the two go together. If you want to make a Siog, then be deliberate in judgment. The Mishkal HaChassidus. Consider very, very carefully. What I'm about to undertake, going above and beyond, is that really indeed an act of Chassidus? Or would it take me to places where I don't want to be? Like it did in the case of Gedaliah. Who was the first person in the history of all Klal Yisrael, in the history of all humanity, who went above and beyond and took upon themselves the Chumrah? Day one of creation, Chava. Adam HaRishon said, don't eat the tree. She was machmir. She told the snake, sorry, not only can we not eat, but we can't touch either. I'm being machmir. Says the Gemara, three words, kol hamoisif goyreya. Sometimes adding is subtracting, because we know what that calls. I don't understand. I thought it's a wonderful thing to be machne. Chazal did it in thousands of places. It's the first Mishnah in Shas. You just mentioned it. Don't read Kriya Shema after Chatzos. Steer clear. So she was steering clear. What's wrong with what she did? Says the Chasam Sofer, a phenomenal thing. Look at the Pasuk. You know what the Pasuk says? Chava told the Nachash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Elohim Omar. God told us not to eat and not to touch. No, that's not true. God didn't say that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't eat. We have added not to touch. It was unclear over here what was the Chumrah and what was the Ikahadi. That was the great tragedy over here. One has to know what is the strict letter of the law and what is it that I'm going above and beyond. If there's a breakdown in that, Kolamisis Gereya. Sometimes a person can take upon himself an act of chassidus, a precious, or an added chumrah, and that can bring about terrible consequences. I'll tell you an amazing thing. There's an avreich here in the Beis HaMedrash who told me the following. He had working in his house an irreligious worker doing some house decorations. He was there for a while. They built up a relationship. One day this worker arrives in the house and he says to his employer, this avreich, he says, listen, I have an envelope here, a lot of money I'd like to give to Tzedakah. I don't know who or where or what I should do with it. I'm sure if I give it to you, you'll pass it on to the relevant sources. And he told me this avreich, it was a sizable amount of money. A few hundred shekel. Wonderful. Tremendous thing. He gets involved in conversation and he says to this worker, he eventually plucked up the courage and he says, tell me, did you put on tefillin today? And he says, no, I've just given a lot of tzedakah. A mind-blowing thing to say. In other words, what was this fellow's conscience either? He knew full well he was supposed to put on tefillin, but I went above and beyond in tzedakah. He wasn't mechuyev to give hundreds of shekels to tzedakah, but that used his conscience. You know, you win some, you lose some. I can't be strong in everything, so I gave extra tzedakah. That gets me off the hook in tefillin. So if we're going to ask ourselves the question, his chumrah, his chassidus took him to good places or to bad places? It caused him not to put on tefillin in the morning. He might have felt otherwise very guilty for not having put on tefillin. It's okay, I gave a lot of money to Stocker. Listen to the way the Chasam Sofer translates the Pasuk in Kisitzer. Hasn't the Torah told us? Kisivne bayis chodosh. When you will build for yourself a new house, va'asisa ma'ake legagecho, and you will build a fence on your roof, says the Torah, lo'sosin domin bebeischa, there shouldn't be any bloodshed in your house, ki yipoel ha'nefel mimenu, lest the faller fall from it. Listen to how the Chasam Sofer translates the Pasuk. Ki sivne bayis chadosh. There will come the day when you want to make a new start. It's Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Bayis Chodosh, I want to make a new bayis, a new beginning. Va'asiso ma'ake. What's the ma'ake? A fence. A siyog. You'll want to make all types of fences, all types of chumras. It's Aseres Yimei Tshuva, everybody, I'm going to cover this chumra, that chumra, and 1,000 chumras. Be very careful. There shouldn't be bloodshed. Because sometimes, ki yipoil ha'noifel mimenu. Sometimes you can actually end up falling from your fence. Your own fence might bring about your downfall. What do you mean? It's chassidus. I have all the right intentions in the world. It's true, but was there mishkal chassidus? Did you consider carefully what it was that you were being makabel on yourself? What types of chumras? What types of chassidus? What do you mean? I want to give nachas ruach to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Be careful that there's no ki yipoel ha'nefel mimenu. Somebody came to me on Rosh Hashanah afternoon and he said to me, Baruch Hashem, my wife is expecting a baby, and we want to know, does she have to fast on Yom Kippur? And before I could even address his question, he said to me, and my wife said that I should tell you that this is our question, and we don't want any leniencies. We don't want any kulos. I said to him, I don't know what your wife means. You don't want any leniencies in Hilchos Yom Kippur, or you don't want any leniencies in Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh? Which way round is called lenient? I remember once, I was here in the Groschel, and I was waiting to speak to Roy Kornfeld. There was somebody ahead of me in the queue, and I couldn't help overhearing. I happened to know that this person's wife had just undergone a serious operation. It was a couple of days before Tisha B'Av, and he asked Rav Kornfeld, does my wife have to fast on Tisha B'Av? And Rav Kornfeld was unequivocal, absolutely not. It's also for her to fast on Tisha B'Av. I overhear this gentleman saying to Rav Kornfeld, but maybe she should be machmeh? And Rav Kornfeld gave it to him. Machmeh? Machmeh? That's called being meikel. You're being meikel on Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh. You want to be machmir? Sometimes we lose sight. I want to be machmir. It's very, very important. Where is that going to take you? Maybe you'll be maker on your wife's health. So when this person said to me, you know, my wife doesn't want any leniencies. Leniencies in what? In which direction? I think it's very famous. It's a very beautiful but powerful story. The Rabbi Zev Lev Yom Kippur God story. It's a famous story. I've heard him say it over a number of times. He said that towards the beginning of his prestigious rabbinic career, when he was in Miami Beach, if I'm not mistaken, he was a young man in his 30s. He gets a phone call from one of his members of the Kehillah, the wives of one of his members. He says, Rabbi, you need to help me. My husband, as you know, is an elderly gentleman, and he's been ill recently, and the doctor has told him he cannot fast Yom Kippur. In fact, he has to eat 3 healthy meals. So my left said, fine, if that's what the doctor has said, then that's what he must do. He has to eat 3 healthy meals. What's the question? She says, no, the problem is he doesn't agree to do it. He insists he's going to fast. So my left said, fine, leave it to me, let me speak to him. My left, in his early 30s, talks to a gentleman in his late 80s, almost 3 times his age. And he says to him, listen, I hear you've been unwell recently. I hear the doctor said you have to eat 3 meals on Yom Kippur. Correct. So he says, what I'm telling you, I'm paskening as your Rav, this is what you must do. You have to eat 3 healthy meals on Yom Kippur. The way he describes it, he says, you know, this fellow says to him, Rabbi, you're a very sweet young man, and I'm sure you mean well, and you're trying to do your best. I've fasted all my life on Yom Kippur for 60, 70, 80 years. I'm not planning on breaking that tradition now. I'm not planning on it. My left said to him, fine. He says, I must tell you, however, if indeed you fast in Yom Kippur, then from now on you will not be able to get an aliyah in our shul anymore. The fellow was shocked, can't get an aliyah. He says, why not? He says, I'll tell you why. It's a discussion, it's complicated enough whether you're allowed to give an aliyah to somebody who's Mechalel Shabbos. And sometimes we don't have a choice and we have to give aliyahs to Mechalel Shabbos. But we're never going to give an aliyah to an oyved avodah zara. So therefore we won't be able to give an aliyah. I'm sorry? Oyved avodah zara, all I want to do is fast the Yom Kippur. So when I said to him, I'll explain to you, it's very, very simple. In my Torah, which was given by my God, it says, you must fast on Yom Kippur, period. But in the same Torah, which was given by the same God, it says, v'chai bohem. But if you're in a life and death situation, then you may not fast. Not, you don't need to. It's oster for you to fast. That's what my God says. You clearly have a different God. You clearly have the Yom Kippur God. The Yom Kippur God says, and thou shalt fast under all circumstances, under all conditions, including those of life and death situation. That's a different God. As far as I'm concerned, if you serve that God, that's tantamount to be Ovid Avodah Zorah, you therefore will not be able to get an Ali. You can imagine, we're left telling over the story, he pauses and says, the elderly gentleman ate 3 healthy meals that Yom Kippur. So what are we going to say? Why? That's Hasidus. He wanted to be machmir. He wanted to give nachas ruach to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's true. But is he tripping up like Gedalia ben Achikam tripped up? Where was the Mishkal HaChassidus? Did he weigh it up? Where will this take me? I'm going to be machmir over here. One second, at the same time, I'm being makel on pikuach nefesh. Ki yipoel ha-noifel mimenu. My sense, my chumrah, is not bringing me up. It's actually schlepping me down. A beautiful story, a famous story. Rav Shalom Shvadron, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was in the United States of America, and he stayed in the home of family Krohn, Pesach Krohn, and he was there in the Leil HaSeder, Seder night. Pesach Krohn's father had just recently passed away. So his mother was there, as it were, leading the Seder, but obviously Rav Shalom was, for all intents and purposes, leading the Seder, and Pesach Krohn noticed that things were schlepping, a lot of people around the table. He tried to hurry things up. I'm sure Rav Shalom is probably machmir, he wants to eat up and kohen by chatzoit. Let's get a move on. And Rav Shalom noticed him, and he told him in Yiddish, "Heil tzach nisht, don't hurry, it's okay." And Pesach Krohn, he thought Rav Shalom didn't notice him. Probably didn't notice him. He, under the table, you know, signaled to some of the children, "You can cut out every last Yisha Omdo song and Tara in his pajamas. We'll do that all tomorrow. Rav Shalom has to get." And Rav Shalom did notice him. He said, "I told you, don't rush." And indeed, they missed Chatzos by Maya. And he felt terrible. Pesach Krohn here, Rav Shalom Shadron, the Gedolei Olam, I'm sure he's makbid. Said Rav Shalom to Pesach Krohn afterwards, he said, "Afikoyman is a mitzvah derabonon." And there is a discussion whether you have to eat afikoyman by chatzos. I personally am machmir. Who am I to be machmir at your mother's expense? Your mother is a widow. Your mother is an almona. She wanted to have the nachas. She wanted to enjoy everybody's vatera. She's been preparing for this for weeks. So because of my chumrah, I'm going to disturb her nachas on Leila. That's the way a Gadol Yisrael looks at something. That's called chassidus together with mishkal hachassidus. There's a middle of chassidus. One should be machmir to try and get the afikoman by chatzos, certainly if that's your minhag. But the mishkal hachassidus told Reb Shalom that over here it was inappropriate to be machmir. Because you're going to put up your marker, your fence, that will drag you down. Wonderful, you'll be mekayim your chumrah at the expense of a recently widowed Bas Yisrael. What right do I have to machmir at the expense of this almana? That's the mishkal hachassidus, not the chassidus, the mishkal hachassidus. And therefore, it could be suggested that Tzen Gedalia therefore takes very central stage. It's not chas v'shalom, the forgotten about fast. It takes central stage in the Aseret Yemei, because everybody, all of us, ahead of Yom Neiraim, we're all thinking, where is it that I need a chizuk, and I'm going to couple this, and I'm going to couple that, and I'm going to couple like 50 billion things on myself. I want to be a chassid, chassidim, sharim, ya'loizu. The fast of Gedalia teaches us that chassidus is wonderful, but it has to be preceded by the mishkal ha-chassidus. Not everything that looks good on the surface will necessarily end up with positive consequences. Gedalia did a very positive thing. He was don lakas v'chus, and he wasn't makabel lashon hara. It caused horrific ramifications. Churban. Absolute churban. We're still fasting about it until today. Because the mishkal chassidus was lacking. Not every chumrah, not every kabbalah is appropriate for us. You know, the Gemara tells us that there's an Amoira. The Gemara in Churin says, he says, you know, my father is vintage wine. And you know what I am? I'm just vinegar. Do you know why? My father was a phenomenal tzaddik. When he ate meat, how long did he wait until he ate milk afterwards? A full day. He says, and I don't do that. I only wait a number of hours. My father is wine. I'm just vinegar. What's the obvious question about Gemara? So just wait a day, and then you'll also be wine. Not so difficult. What was he bemoaning? I can also wait a day. I can cope for a day without a piece of cheese. What he was bemoaning was that that level of chumrah is inappropriate to my level of Yerushalayim and Tzidkus and Chassidus. That's what he was bemoaning. My father was on a level where it was appropriate to wait a day. You're not mechuyev to wait a day. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to wait a day. So he was machmir. For his level of Yerushalayim and Tzidkus, it was appropriate. He was bemoaning that I'm not on that level. I can copy him, I can parrot him, I can mimic him. It's all very, very superficial. I'm not on that level. It's not appropriate for me to be machmir in that manner. That's what he was bemoaning. I'm vinegar, the son of wine. Therefore, during your first in Yitzhuva, one has to make a very, very careful cheshbon. The Mishkal HaChassidus. Where is it that I need to be mitzchazik? You'll excuse me. But on occasion, it upsets me so greatly. You hear of a tragedy in Klal Yisrael. And we hear from Gedol Yisrael that we have to be mitzchazik. And all of a sudden, there's a text message that's sent around. Okay, women, everybody should makabel Shabbos 10 minutes earlier this week. Who decided that? Who decided that? Where does it say it's makabel Shabbos 10 minutes earlier? If somebody needs a chizuk in Kabbalah Shabbos, wonderful, and that's what they need. But for somebody else who doesn't, finish, that's my conscience easier. Gedol Yisrael said, I have to mitzchazik in something, I was really worried, now I don't need to, I just need to light 10 minutes earlier, and I'm finished, I'm done. What a waste. That was a tragedy that flew over your head. I did my chumrah. Is that what you need to be mischazik in? That's what's lacking, that's what's bringing you down in Avodas Hashem. You're not quite in the Kabbalah Shabbos early. It might be the case. There might be somebody who says, you know, I'm always running late. I always like the last minute, and that's where you need a physics. Then for you it would be a tremendous thing. Be Kabbalah on yourself, like 10 minutes earlier than you normally do. But how can you standardize that? How can you generalize? This is what everybody asks. Everybody knows where they need a chizuk. One has to make a very careful introspection. What is the chumras, or what are the areas of chizukim that are appropriate to me and will change me? I can recover myself. That's it. Makabel Shabbos 10 minutes earlier. Am I going to change and become a better person for it? Maybe for some reason it's inappropriate. Makabel Shabbos 10 minutes early. Maybe you've got a family who's got 12 young children all running around. Makabel Shabbos 10 minutes early. They won't arrive in Shabbos time. This one's not dressed and this one's not bathed. So if you'd be machmir, you'd be mekel. The Mishkal HaChassidus. So if Tein Gedalia finds itself in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it is therefore a reminder for us that as we are makabel on myself, everybody obviously has the most pure intentions ahead of Yom Kippur. Everybody wants makabel on themselves, this chizuk or that chizuk. The Mishkal HaChassidus is the message of Yom Kippur. Consider very carefully what it is that I need to be mischazik in. What is it that I can realistically be makabel on myself? I can maintain and I will change as a result. Because not everything that looks necessarily positive on the surface will produce good things. Like we learned in a very painful and tragic way from Gedalia ben Achikam. So we said, Gedalia ben Achikam, Tzen Gedalia is perhaps one of the least discussed fasts because it just gets swallowed up in between the Aseret Yimei Tshuva. But the way the Maseret Yishon has explained to us the Yisoid of Tzen Gedalia, we realize actually that it's a very, very timely message. We should take time. It's Thursday night. We still have almost 6 days till Yom Kippurim. Be'ez Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the Siyata Nishmaya to consider carefully where it is that I need to mischazik and avodas Hashem, where it is that perhaps I'll be makabel on myself areas of chassidus or precious, but those should be appropriate to me, they should be maintainable, they should be something that changes me, and with that we will approach the Yom Neiroim and we should be zeicher everybody to a Gemara Chassidus.